ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
This is a song about Narada Muni, and he plays a veena. Narada Muni is a transcendental personality. In his previous life, actually go back two lives, he was a demigod, and he was traveling, and he was a really good bhajaneer. He used to sing everywhere. He was very attractive. And he didn't make too much discrimination about what he sang. He'd sing songs to the demigods. And he'd also, you know, hang out with all kinds of beautiful women. And he was sort of like really enjoying his life of being a great singer. So you have to be careful also. The devotional arts of what our motivation is. He ended up in an assembly of great Vaishnavas and he started singing songs to the demigods. Actually, kirtan is meant for Krishna, to glorify Krishna. And the Vaishnavas became disturbed with him for his attitude and also for his miscalculation of singing songs to worship the demigods rather than Krishna. So they cursed him to become a Shudra in his next life. So he was born in this family, single family, only with mother and no father, and in a very kind of simple situation. But he got the benediction. That is, some sages came there for the Chaturmasya, and they were doing their bhajan. This is such a beneficial situation. If somebody who's doing bhajan at a very high level comes to stay with you, then your whole house changes, your life changes, your kids change, everything changes. Satyadev Prabhu was telling how Parvat Maharaj came, I think he's an Indian citizen now, but a long time ago he came to the Bay Area to get a 10-year visa to continue his stay in Vrindavan, and he moved into their house. The kids were still living there at the time. He took his Govardhan Shila and he put it on the top of the television. That's where he put him to worship the Govardhan Shila. That was the end of the television coming on for weeks. And then they just noticed that, you know, no matter what time of the day or night they'd wake up, he'd be sitting there chanting. He'd just sit on his bed and chant. And every day he, you know, for his meal he'd have a yam. Eat one yam or two yams a day, that was it, simple. And get a little exercise, you walk up and down their street in the suburbs of Half Moon Bay or wherever it's called, where they live. And he looked kind of like, you know, the way he has his long beard and he puts the, bib over his head, and he looks like kind of like a Hasidic Jew or something like that, walking up in there. But people would be like, who is that? The whole neighborhood was affected, but definitely the kids. You know, they saw, wow, this person's serious. And the rest of the house was affected. So Narada Muni was living sort of a ordinary life, nothing extraordinary, exceptional at all, except that they were poor, didn't have a father in the house. And then these sages moved in. They gave him, Narada Muni's mother gave him a space to stay there to do their bhajan for Chaturmasya. And their whole lives changed. Narada Muni, he was just a child at the time, and he started appreciating the vibration and spending time with them, listening to their chanting and hearing their talks about the Bhagavatam. Then he'd serve them, help his mother serve them. And then once, you know, he asked, can I take your remnants? And they granted him that. And then he noticed that he was changing, and his whole life changed. He became spiritually surcharged. And the sages left after the 4 months of the rainy season, and soon afterwards his mother went out to milk a cow, and she got bit by a snake and died. So the whole world was vacant as far as his material life goes. But he was feeling this sense of upliftment. So he started wandering. He just took off. He left his town, had no connections anyway. he wandered through the countryside, he saw mines, he saw metropolises, he saw small towns, little hamlets, he saw forests. And Prabhupada describes there how important it was for him to observe the energies of the Lord, and that those who are advancing spiritually should notice how we're actually walking on the body of the Lord. This is brought up by Shukadeva Goswami in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where he's describing to Parikshit Maharaj that this whole world is the body of God. A little ant crawling on my arm recently, and I was just thinking that he knows more about my arm than I do, and that I'm walking around on this thing, on this, and he doesn't know what it is, actually. He doesn't know that I live there in this body. And he's, you know, there's, who knows what it's like walking on this arm, what he sees, tiny little eyes, but it's probably some wild forest or something like that. I walk around, and I don't know where I came from or where I'm going, but actually, according to Shukadeva Goswami, I'm walking on the body of the Lord, unknowingly. This Narada began to see as he wandered. Become more aware of the fact also, when you go out and depend on Krishna more, that he's actually sustaining our lives, fulfilling all our desires.
Which verse?
Fulfilling all the desires of living entities. Let's hear it.
Saparyagachukramakayamavranam Ashnaviram Shudamapapavidam Kavir Manishi Paribu Swayambur Yatatat Yatavitam Vyatadach Chashvatibhya Samambhyaha.
The essence?
That the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been fulfilling everyone's desire since time immemorial.
Yeah, Krishna's there fulfilling everyone's desire. And for someone to have that realization is very profound. See that Krishna is actually sustaining me, nobody else. This is one of the aspects of surrender to Krishna, is to abide in this realization that I'm being maintained by Krishna and he's actually protecting me, nobody else. There are other faces, but they're masks. They're only masks, and Krishna's behind those masks. For instance, a mother or father. We have so much reverence, respect, because they represent Krishna, but ultimately they're only invested with power that comes from Krishna to take care of us in various ways. A mother nurses the baby, for instance. Where does the milk come from? It's arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother's not independent in doing that. So Narada Muni then sat in the forest and meditated, and he actually had a direct experience of Krishna. And then he lost it, meaning lost the vision and the connection. And he became anxiety-ridden because it had been so profound, and now he was back in his senses, back in the world. And then Krishna spoke to him in an unembodied voice and said that, you're not perfect yet. You're still attached to the mode of goodness. And said to, you know, you live this life, dedicate it to me, and I'll make all arrangements. And Krishna did. When he left this world at the end of his life, Narada Muni, then he received a transcendental body through which he travels everywhere to teach Krishna consciousness. We see him showing up in many instances in the Bhagavatam, the Ramayana, where he comes and intervenes in people's lives. And he's free. You can see the life of a liberated devotee. He's free to go anywhere to teach Krishna consciousness to others, to expand the Lord's glories. And he carries this Veena, you see in the picture. The Veena itself is a person, and it makes a transcendental sound vibration that carries him everywhere. So actually we're carried by mantra. Whatever mantras we use are what move us around in life. You say thank you very much, yes please, those are mantras. They help you move in various social circumstances. The other mantras you have to learn in order to build things in your life, get a house, you have to say certain mantras. You have to go down to the credit department and say, yes, I will pay you back. That's an important mantra. And there are many mantras. The world runs by mantra. But the ultimate mantra is the Hare Krishna mantra. It's non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if one repeats this mantra, then it can carry us to the spiritual world, which is unlimited. And not only that, one can experience unlimited happiness through this mantra. Other mantras are, especially the material mantras, they bring us only limited happiness. It's temporary. And therefore, it's not happiness at all. So this is one of our the great saints that of our line, authorities, that teaches us Krishna consciousness. And this is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about Narada Muni. So the translation to the song goes like this. When the great soul Narada Muni plays his stringed veena, the holy name of Radhika Ramana descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers pure nectar into their ears. All the devotees do to great ecstasy enthusiastically dance to their heart's content. All the inhabitants of the universe become maddened upon entering this intoxicating shower of divine sweetness. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. The five-headed Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni repeatedly, makes loud screams. The five-faced Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni, repeatedly makes loud screams of ecstatic joy, while Lord Brahma dances very ecstatically and exclaims, all of you chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. All of you chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Don't be shy now. Say Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In supreme happiness, the thousand-faced Ananta Sheshab sings and calls out Hari Hari. By the influence of the transcendental vibration of that name, the whole universe becomes ecstatically maddened and everyone tastes and relishes the mellows of the holy name. The holy name of Krishna has fulfilled all my desires by thus manifesting on everyone's tongue. Bhaktivinoda, the humble servant of the Lord, therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Harinam may always continue in this way.
Narad Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narad Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Nama Mani Uditta Ho Bhakata Gita Same Namamani Urita Tasame Namamani Urita Hoya Bhagavat Gita Same Narad Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name Amiya Dhara Varishe Dhana Shavana Jugale Giya Bhakat jana sagane nache bariyapana hiya Narad Muni Bajavina Radhika Ramana Name
Next one. Madhuri Pura Sabu Pashi Mataya Jagat Jane. Keho va kande, keha va nache, keho mate manu mane. Narad Muni bajai veena, Radhika Ramana name. Panchavadana Narade Dhori Privara Saghana Ro Kamalasana Nachia Bole Bolo Bolo Hari Bolo Narad Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name Sahasranana Parama Sukhe Hari Hari Boli Gai Nam Pravave Mati Lo Vishva Nam Rasa Sabe Pai Narad Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name Shri Krishna Nam Rasane Spuri Puralo Amara Asha Shri Rupa Pare Jati Eha Bhakati Vinora Dasa Rupa Pare Jachi Eha Bhakati Vinora Dasa Narad Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narad Muni, Pajai Vina, Radhika Ramana Name. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Narada Muni ki, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki, Gaur Premanande, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. I like that song?
Yes.
It'll empower you. That song will empower you. You'll see. The more you sing that song, it's a transcendental song. It connects you to the spiritual world and to Narada Muni and to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you'll begin to live in the spiritual world just by singing that song. That's the power of the transcendental sound vibration. You move into the material world, literally, from the sound itself. So this is a principle that Narada Muni himself
Natari Armarman. Hey! Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman.